The math is all there. It's not real.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but look, it is scientifically impossible for a person to tip a cow. Even you, with your stocky build and lumberjack shoulders, you couldn't do it.
It's horrible. Why would you push a cow over this sacred?
Oh, stop it. I've seen you eat like a million hamburgers.
Hey, an animal can be both sacred and delicious.
Look, I'm telling you I've done it, okay? I clearly remember the cow standing up and then the cow on its side.
Were you drunk?
I was 16 in Nebraska. What do you think?
I think you're the one who fell over.
Well, that would explain why the sky was also on its side.
Hey.
Howard, cow tipping, real or not?
I'm gonna say not. That's just based on me trying to roll my mom over when she's snoring. Speaking of that big side of beef, she's invited all of you to Thanksgiving at her house.
Yeah, I've been told that a bald refusal of an invitation is rude, and one must instead offer up a polite excuse, so I'd love to go, but unfortunately, that sounds awful.
Come on, it'll be fun.
We were actually gonna do it here.
Okay, please, Bernadette's bringing her dad, because her mom's out of town. I never have anything to say to that guy.
Oh, since you put it that way, yeah, I'd love to go, but that sounds even more awful.
It'd actually be nice to not hear Sheldon complain about my cooking all day.
Excuse me, but every year you prepare a terrible meal and every year I criticize it. Do our traditions mean nothing to you?
I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in.
Sheldon.
Fine, I'll go. But if her food is delicious, Thanksgiving is ruined and it's on you.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
Did we really have to go to Mrs. Wallowitz's house?
We do. And I expect you to be on your best behavior.
Now I know how the African slaves felt. Being dragged from their homes to labor under the yoke of the white man.
Are you honestly comparing Thanksgiving dinner at Wallowitz's mom's with one of the greatest tragedies in the history of mankind?
Yes.
Sheldon, you can have a nice Thanksgiving anywhere. I spent one in Vegas.
You did?
Yeah, back when I was dating Zach. It was actually more fun than I thought. We gambled, went to one of those cheesy wedding chapels. We had a really good turkey dinner, which was surprising since we were at a strip club.
Wait, you went to a chapel?
Yeah.
Why?
We had one of those silly fake weddings.
Penny, you know those are real, right?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
He's right.
They're real.
But it didn't seem real.
Let me ask you a question. At any point, was Las Vegas on its side?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Mm. Oh, you brought beer for everybody.
Okay, yeah, it's for everybody. I really just wanted to have a nice, quiet day at home and watch the game.
You could have a quiet day and watch the game here.
Howard, the medicine's not working!
Just took it. At least let it reach your first stomach!
Oh, hey, Mike, let me help you out there. Oh,
thanks. What's wrong with your mom?
Her gout's flaring up. Turns out an apple pie a day does not keep the doctor away.
How could one little toe hurt so bad?
Maybe because that little piggy is being crushed by the barn!
She should quiet down soon. I gave her enough pain meds to choke a, well, her.
Guess we're gonna have to do all the cooking.
I have a better idea.
If you think you're gonna make me do all this by myself, you're crazy.
I was gonna make Raj do it all by himself.
Oh, well, that's a great idea.
No traffic. We're sailing.
Yes. Like we're on a ship. Coming from Africa to America.
Sheldon, this is completely inappropriate. You can't keep comparing yourself to a slave.
Yes, Miss Amy.
I believe you're married to that idiot.
Would you stop? We just did it as a goof.
A goof or not, you're actually married. You need to get this taken care of.
I will. Why are you making this such a big deal?
Oh, I have a reason. It could be because you said yes to marrying Zach, but every time Leonard's proposed, he's gotten a resounding no. Yeah, that's just off the top of my head.
So how do I undo this?
I'm hoping you can get an annulment, so it's just like it never happened.
Great. Well, what do I have to do?
It says here you can get an annulment if any of the following conditions are met. Were you unable to consummate the marriage?
Penny, next.
Is there any evidence of fraud, bigamy, want of understanding?
Want of understanding? What does that even mean?
Ding, 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 we have a winner.
Thanks for saving the day.
No problem. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without an Indian providing the food. Now, where does your mom keep the Crisco?
I don't know. Probably in a wad in her cheek.
I'll help Raj in here. Why don't you go keep my dad company?
He doesn't want me in there. I'm the creepy little guy who has sex with his daughter.
Don't be silly. He loves you.
Does he?
He cares about you a lot.
Really?
I do crap to you all the time. Get out there.
So your wife's in Arizona with the grandkids.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's been to Arizona. She rode one of those mules down in the Grand Canyon. Long story short, they had to shoot it. Because she's so fat. I'll get the door. Well, you finish laughing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It smells wonderful. Is anyone slaving away in the kitchen? Because I
Sheldon.
Assume there would
be. Here, thank you for having us.
What's with you?
Oh, she's mad at me because she just found out she's married to Zach.
Really? That dumbass you used to date? That's hysterical.
I can't believe I felt bad for opening this in the car.
You need any help?
Can you reach that gravy board up there?
Sure.
Great. That makes one of you. Okay, we have a lot to do and not much time to do it. Bernadette, you're on corn gravy and yam detail. Amy, you're on rolls, cranberries, and making sure Bernadette stays away from the marshmallows. That's right. I see you. Okay, if you have any questions, I'll be over here basting my ass off. Focus is key.
Did you guys know Penny married Zach 3 years ago?
What?
You ever play football?
A little in college. You?
No, but I did get tackled in the hallway once. The whole school cheered.
Hey, I found the court papers that you and Zach need to fill out. I'll print them when we get home.
Fine.
And we can just put this whole thing behind us.
Are you done?
What?
Look, I get it. I screwed up. Is this all we're gonna talk about the rest of the day?
Why are you mad at me? You're the one that did this stupid thing. I'm just trying to fix it.
Ugh, I need some air.
What? Penny!
I don't know the first thing about women, but I would not follow her.
Listen to Stretch.
Am I the bad guy? She's the one who married someone else. I'm the victim.
Sounds like Zach's the victim. You're sleeping with his wife.
I've kept my marriage together for 35 years. Can I weigh in here?
Sure.
I'm trying to watch the game. Shut up.